Good morning, and welcome to The Daily Inspiration. I'm Ray McArdle. Today, I thought we would just open up and see what Streams of the Desert had for us today. July 14th. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Psalm 118:27. Is not this altar inviting thee? Shall we not ask to be bound to it, that we may never be able to start back from our attitude of consecration? There are times when life is full of roseate light, and we choose the cross. At other times, when the sky is gray, we shrink from it. It is well to be bound. Wilt thou bind us, most blessed Spirit, and enamor us with the cross, and let us never leave it? Bind us with the scarlet cord of redemption, and the gold cord of love, and the silver cord of Advent hope, so we will not go back from it, or wish for another lot than to be the humble partners with our Lord and his pain and sorrow. The horns of the altar invite thee. Wilt thou come? Wilt thou dwell ever in the spirit of a resigned humility, and give thyself fully to the Lord? The story is told of a colored brother who at a camp meeting tried to give himself to God. Every night at the altar he consecrated himself, but every night before he left the meeting, the devil would come to him and convince him that he did not feel any different, and therefore he was not consecrated. Again and again he was beaten back by the adversary. Finally, one evening, he came to the meeting with an axe and a big stake. After consecrating himself, he drove the stake into the ground, just where he had knelt. As he was leaving the building, the devil came to him as usual and tried to make him believe that it was all a farce. At once he went back to the stake and pointing to it, said, "Look here, Mr. Devil, you see that stake? Well, that's my witness that God has forever accepted me." Immediately the devil left him, and he had no further doubts on the subject. From the still small voice, "Beloved, if you are tempted to doubt the finality of your consecration, drive a stake down somewhere and let it be your witness before God and even the devil that you have settled the question forever. Are you groping for a blessing, never getting there? Listen to a word in season. Get somewhere." It's definitely important, especially in those times that some may call spiritual lows, or the doldrums of our walk. Ships out there in the ocean. I think it's a certain time of the day where the wind's not as blowing as hard. It's called the doldrums. And there's not ships. Ships, sailships, sailboats, and the wind's not blowing. And then, it's just quiet. You're almost just stuck. It's got to pick back up again. But those, we need those doldrums in our Christian life, in our walk. Because if we always had a spiritual high, we might start to focus on the emotion of what that spiritual high does for us and do it for the glory of the Lord. But it's definitely important, even in those not so high times, that we remember that we are a child of God. If we've turned over our life to the Lord and we're striving for the fruit and to walk in the fruit, and that the fruit may abound in every situation, temptation, or storm, or shine, then that's of being spiritually minded. and we can't let the enemy come and convince us that our Heavenly Father isn't our Father. The enemy just comes to steal, kill, and destroy and do whatever he possibly can to trip us up. And he knows that he could convince us that we're not really the Lord's because we don't feel like a child of God. No, it's faith over feeling. Faith is not a feeling. Ultimately, if you're walking with the Lord, you're a child of God, whether you feel like it or not. Whether it's a high time, you know, or whether it's a high time or not. But that's when we just need to rebuke the enemy. And like I said, remembrance, putting that stake there, whether it's a physical stake or whether it's a metaphoric stake, and just remembering that, I am a new creature in Christ, and especially if we were baptized, when we're baptized, we're able to say to the enemy, Satan, I'm dead and buried, and you saw my funeral. Now, that old man's gone. But with this new creature that I am the Lord. And to our extraordinary delight, when we rebuke him, he will have to go. Thank you for joining the Daily Inspiration. Have a blessed day, and make sure you tune into the Saturday morning Bible study.